Good morning, it's Friday, the 11th day of November. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. You can get all the news that didn't make today's paper in our e-edition product. Tacoma Now offers the latest stories with the familiar look of the News Tribune but without the deadlines. Check it out at liveedition.thenewstribune.com. It will be cloudy and chilly on Friday with high temperatures forecast to reach the upper 40s. Lows will fall into the mid-30s. Saturday and Sunday will be near copies, with a little more sunshine on Saturday. Now on with today's top stories. The second murder trial for the man accused of being the getaway driver in a 2009 shooting that killed four Lakewood police officers was declared a mistrial Thursday. A Pierce County jury had been deliberating for more than a week over whether Dorcas Allen, age 51, was guilty of four counts of first-degree murder for driving his friend and employer, Maurice Clemens, to and from a coffee shop in Parkland where Clemens gunned down police officers. It appears that they were not able to reach a conclusion. A Pierce County government spokesperson confirmed that a mistrial was declared due to a hung jury. Allen will likely face another trial. Presiding Judge Edmund Murphy set a retrial for January 9. Pierce County Prosecuting Attorney's Office spokesperson Adam Faber said he's confident the trial will start on that date. The defendant was first convicted in 2011 of being the getaway driver and was sentenced to 420 years in prison. But in 2015, the state's Supreme Court ruled that he did not receive a fair trial. A regional auto theft task force arrested five people Tuesday and recovered 15 stolen vehicles near Tacoma and Fife in an operation involving multiple law enforcement agencies. Officials with the Puget Sound Auto Theft Task Force located vehicles reported stolen from Puyallup, Tukwila, Seattle, Des Moines, the Chehalis Reservation and the Tacoma area. According to a news release, the task force also recovered about a pound of fentanyl pills, a gun and about $6,800 in cash. Five of the vehicles were recovered near the same location in Tacoma, the 1300 block of South 90th Street Court. Investigators are continuing to research each of the men who were arrested to determine if they are connected to larger theft rings. A new jewelry store has opened at the Tacoma Mall, making it the fourth location for the brand in the state. Lovisa opened Wednesday and is next to Jean Juarez Salon. The mall announced the store's debut on its Instagram page. In a release, the company said it caters to every woman's taste with over 150 new styles of necklaces, bracelets, rings and more, making it easy for shoppers to take home their favorite pieces at any given time. The new retail arrival follows the recent opening of Tacoma's first Kohl's store, also at the mall. Lovisa store hours are 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday and 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sundays. Collectors can bid on a variety of abandoned treasures in a Washington State safe deposit box auction through November 17. Over 3,500 items are up for auction, including collectible coins, gold and silver jewelry, artwork, sports memorabilia, stamps and more rarities, according to a news release from the State Department of Revenue. The auction even includes an 1860 campaign button for Abraham Lincoln, featuring his portrait. The Department of Revenue will auction off the items in conjunction with James G. Murphy Company. Bidders can peruse the items online by visiting Murphy's website, murphyauction.com. All the auction items were left unclaimed in safe deposit boxes. The state holds all cash proceeds from the auction, not including auction and bank fees, for the original owner or their heir to claim. The state does not profit from the auction. Retail giant Walmart has filed plans with the city of Tacoma detailing a makeover for its Union Avenue Supercenter. In a permit filing, the work is tentatively set to begin in July of next year at the site, 1965 South Union Avenue. If all goes according to plan, the start of the remodel would be 10 years to the month after the store's opening. Plans filed November 3 with the city call for relocating the electronics desk and adding digital display boards, interior painting as well as repairing and replacing flooring. The renovation also calls for reconfiguring the back of the store to add mother's room, training room, and storage, according to the filing. The restrooms will be upgraded, and the customer service area is set to be remodeled. The filing calls for installation of a modular pharmacy, relocation of the store's photo lab and bringing in new vision center equipment and finishes. The store's remodel is estimated to cost $750,000. A hiker who has been missing for more than a week is not expected to have survived, according to her family. Laura Mack, age 35, left Sunday, October 30, for a solo hiking trip in Olympic National Park, officials said. She was reported missing early Wednesday, November 2, when she did not return. Ongoing search efforts have been unsuccessful, and search and rescue officials have determined that Mack's survivability is unlikely, her sister wrote in a November 10 Facebook post. Limited continuous searches for Mack will continue when technology and weather conditions allow. Mack had a backcountry permit for October 30-31, and she planned to stop to camp at Pyrites Creek while hiking to the Enchanted Valley, officials said. She indicated that she would be in the backcountry until November 1. Early search efforts were impeded by bad weather. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit TNT offers for more information.